Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is Radio Free Redoubt, and you are tuned in to the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. And if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. Happy September 1st. Can you believe it? It's already September 1st. Kids are going back to school really soon here, and parents are relieved everywhere, not just in the free zones, but even in occupied territory where nervous parents are sending their children back to the government indoctrination facilities known as public schools. So pray over them until you can get out of those occupied areas and into some free zone that's suitable and right for you. God bless you all. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you that are listening on the AM and the FM dial. I'd love to hear from you guys. I don't hear from you guys as much. It's usually the live streaming audience, but don't be bashful. You can contact me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. That's also our website, radiofreeredoubt.com, where our highlights and resources posting is posted for each show that I do, with the links, hyperlinks and videos and, other resources. Things that I mention on the show are, posted there. But johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com is the way to reach me. That's my email. And I'm talking, well, specifically to the listeners on AM 630 and on the 96.5 FM dial. Great to hear from you guys. Hey, and also, I know that there are several of you that are listening to the dial-in. It's a different number on Sunday evenings for our podcast, but on Saturday mornings, there's a number that you can call in and listen to over your phone in case you've got limited bandwidth and you're trying to save some of that bandwidth. You can call in and listen over the phone. For ACN and Liberty Broadcasting, you dial 605, that's the area code, 605-477-4336. And that is, excuse me, I hiccuped. That's also listed on Listen to RFR tab. That page will open up to show you all the different ways that you can listen. But for Liberty Broadcasting, you're going to press 2, the number 2, to listen to Liberty Broadcasting, where you're listening right now. Okay. And then, of course, our Sunday evening podcast, which are also live streamed at 8 p.m. every Sunday evening when my Windows isn't doing a surprise sneak attack on me and deciding to do its updates right in the middle of the show, right between segment 3 and 4, leaving everyone hanging. But we got that all uploaded. Segment 1 through 3 is up, and then segment 4 is its own audio file. Both of those are episode 18-30, but one is just segments 1 through 3, one is segment 4. So it's two different audio files last week because of that kind of unique situation there. Okay, I want to remind you guys of some very important events coming up really soon now. Since we're in September, we've got on the 14th, Friday the 14th, up in Bonner County, Idaho, that's just south of Sandpoint, that is the Inland Northwest Freedom Festival. And Susie McIntyre, Reba McIntyre's sister, is going to be performing Saturday night, and then Friday night. Saturday, though, multiple speakers, many pastors talking to the Christians, equipping you and preparing you to deal with the world, the ever-changing world that we're living in and the challenges that come with that. That's going to go on September 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I'm so excited. David Barton is going to be the keynote speaker. David Barton from Wall Builders. I'm going to have him sign my founder's Bible that he very much involved in the production of that Bible. I love it. It's a go-to Bible for me. It ties in our American history in with the Word of God. And of course, it's not done in any kind of blasphemous way. It's not taking away from the Bible or adding to the Bible. It's showing you our American heritage right alongside of God's Word to show how they are in concert with each other. It really brings to life how intertwined our American history is with God's Word. Fascinating. So that's a huge blessing to me. And of course, I have the Patriots Bible as well, but both of them are a blessing. And David Barton's going to be there along with multiple other pastors. You guys are aware of Pastor Tim Remington. He was the one who shot point blank with a .45 auto a couple years ago in his parking lot right outside of his church, and he survived. God's obviously has some plans for Pastor Tim. He's going to be there. You're going to get a chance to meet him as well. And we're going to be live streaming. I'm working with the senior management of ACN and KTW, and we are going to be covering that live. We'll be live streaming that event. So tune in to hear some of the speakers and interviews with them and just overall coverage. But you can learn more by going to InlandNorthwestFreedomFest.com. Actually, that's not spelled out. It's InlandNWFreedomFest.com. And that link is available for you in the highlights and resources posting. We got to get a banner. Do we have a banner up? I got to see a codename Pauly01. Do we got a banner up yet on our website for that so they can go straight to it? That would be great. Okay. And then, of course, the Inland Northwest Preparedness Expo is the following weekend, where author and Radio Free Redoubt sponsor, longtime sponsor, the author of the 299 Days series will be there, along with the author Shelby Gallagher. Myself, I will be there. I'll be speaking on emergency communications. We'll have an AMRON table there to answer people's questions. Lots of other great stuff there, including strategic landscape design. You guys, many of you are familiar with them. Strategiclandscapedesign.com, several others as well, too. So, okay. And then there's another event, really big deal, that I want to share with you guys as well. Friday, September 28th at Truth in Love Ministries, Pastor Sharam Hadian is putting on a presentation that I think that all of you should be there for. It is 7 p.m. In the Spokane Valley. We'll put notes and addresses and all that stuff there for those of you who do not know where that is. But Christian, he's a Christian pastor, and he's a former Muslim, Pastor Sharam Hadian. He's going to talk about how we're seeing silence from the church in the face of evil right now. He's going to talk about a global Christian genocide that's happening before our very eyes. Recent examples of the growing persecution of Christians right here in America. He's going to talk about the spread of Islam and how that leads to greater persecution of both Jews and Christians. By the way, Radio Free Redoubt here, we stand with Israel, and so does Truth and Love Ministries. By the way, Israel is the original redoubt, the fallback position and safe haven for God-fearing people, God's people, Israel. That was the first redoubt, right? Okay, how the unbiblical interfaith movement is complicit in the persecution of true Bible-believing Christians. Amen. I'm so glad more people are talking about this, or not enough people are talking about this. Unbiblical interfaith movement is what it is, too. Interfaith churches and organizations that are peddling the false propaganda of Islamophobia and even claiming that Christians are persecuting Muslims. It's going to talk about exposing Islamophobia hoaxes and much more. And his announcement reminded me, with the scripture came along with it, reminds all of us from John 15:18. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. So just keep that in mind as we face this persecution and lies. People want to lie about you and slander you. Just keep that in mind. He went through it first. But that's Friday, September 28th, 7 p.m. Be there. Now, I saw something that came up in the news, in the newspaper just across the border. Our friends over there in Idaho, the Coeur d'Alene Press, the county budget in Kootenai County was approved. Now, this budget that was just approved during Wednesday night's county budget meeting, Kootenai County Fairgrounds board member Dave Fair urges commissioners. Okay, blah, blah, blah. That's not where I wanted to start. But perhaps it was new growth that kept a large crowd from barking at Kootenai County's budget that was approved Wednesday night with a 1.5% property increase. Commissioners on a 2-to-1 vote approved the county's fiscal 2019 budget of $94.1 million following a public hearing that drew about 60 attendees, but only four folks to the podium to comment. Oh, so as if all 60 people who went up to the podium to comment would have changed their vote. They knew what they were going to do before they even started this meeting. But one of our so-called Republicans voted in favor of this. He's on his way out. He's a good man, but he's not the right man for this job. Fortunately, Leslie Duncan over there, great patriot, she will be taking over there starting in January. I know she would not have approved of this 1.5% property tax increase. Why? Because they are making so much money over there. This is what's really, really irking me. All across the country. This is what they do. There's another article here that came out in June about the county's value as far as taxable land increased to $16.7 billion. Kootenai County's total net taxable value is a record $16.7 billion, up 11.8% a year ago. You know what that is? That is a covert hidden tax because they're taxing you on your property values. So now it goes up 11.8% and you're going to be taxed on that, which means your taxes went up 11.8%. I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but if they base your property taxes on a percentage of your market value, and then they tell you that your market value of your assessed value of your property just went up 11.8%, it stands to reason that your property taxes are going to go up 11.8%, right? But now they need another 1.5% increase. Their hands are always out. And this bugs the snot out of me. So they're double dipping. And 60 people showed up. Only four people stepped forward to the podium to voice their opinion on the matter. Why only four? I don't know. Why only 60 people showed up? I don't know. I think it's probably because Trump is in office and we don't have to worry about it anymore because we can just go play, right? So this is something we have to get involved in, folks, because in this economy, thank God for a better economy, but this is absolute lunacy for a $150,000 piece of property to all of a sudden be worth. It went up. I can tell you, I know people personally who their property went up from $155,000 is now worth over $300,000 within 3 years. That's more than 11%. That's 100% increase in their property value in 3 years. And they're getting taxed based on that. And the county is rolling in money. And now they want to increase your taxes by another 1.5%. Some sob story about we got to keep the fairgrounds going. We need what's a special project for this? What are they doing with the money? I don't know. I don't understand it. But this is what I want to propose. Liberty State, those of you that are living in Liberty State, Eastern Washington from the Cascades all the way over to the Idaho border, from the Canadian border all the way down to the Oregon border, you are in Liberty State. What will someday, God willing, officially become Liberty State? And one of the premises of Liberty, 51st State, Liberty State, is to add into the Constitution a loyal title. You guys ever heard of that? If you've heard Matt Shea speak about this, this is one of the things that is going to be pushed heavily in a loyal title for personal property, real property, property that is your home, that you live on, that cannot be leaned against. It cannot be taken away from you, because this is the problem. There are people that are losing, that stand to lose their property over in Kootenai County because the property taxes are becoming so unsustainable for them. They're having to move to another place and uproot their home, or they can't pay their taxes and then they get tax liens put on their property and even property confiscated. Why? Because they couldn't afford to pay the rent to the government. When you own your property free and clear, you own your property free and clear. But see, it's smoke and mirrors for you to think that you own property when they can take it away from you for not paying property taxes and then keep raising property taxes beyond a point that's affordable for many people. You're essentially renting from the government. They could take your property for any number of reasons, and specifically if you don't pay your rent. You're renting your property that you thought you owned from the government. When somebody can come and take property away from you because you don't pay them for you using it, wouldn't that imply that they're the ones that actually own it? Well, in 51st in Liberty State, a loyal title will be that is what is being proposed to add to the Constitution. You all need to vote on it to approve it. But if you approve a Constitution with a loyal title in it, the land that you live on, your residence, your home, that's your land. It can never, ever be taken away from you for any reason without your consent. How would you like to live like that? All right, guys, stick around. I want to thank our sponsor, Works Holsters, custom-made holsters right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Beautiful, highly well-crafted Kydex holsters. Works LLC. Go to works.com, W-E-R-K-Z.com. Stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
Some misguided members of our community are helping to spread false and even slanderous information about the movement to form a 51st state, Liberty State. They have gone so far as to say these people are motivated by hate and want a civil war. They were talking about you and me, those of us who want to be free from Olympia's and Seattle's extreme leftist policies. Although they say they're not opposed to forming a new state, they're opposed to violence, implying that supporters of Liberty State want violence is not only ignorant and absurd, it is completely untrue, if not slanderous. It leaves me wondering, are the critics truly that afraid of Liberty State, or are they simply afraid of liberty? So to set the record straight, the official position of the movement to form a 51st state, Liberty State, is based on the United States Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land and is clearly outlined in Article 4. The first clause of Section 3, also known as the Admissions Clause, grants to Congress the authority to admit new states into the Union. And it reads, "New states may be admitted by the Congress into this Union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states, or parts of states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned, as well as of the Congress." This is the peaceful and lawful process for forming a new state, and this is all we want. Anything to the contrary is a lie. Join me in spreading the truth and standing for liberty. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
And thank you for sticking around here at the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is segment two. Segment two is brought to you by our good friends over there at Riverfront Suites in St. Mary's, Idaho on the St. Joe River. It's September. That means fall is coming, and what a beautiful time of year. If you need to get away, nice little sleepy town of St. Mary's. Nice. And the folks at Riverfront Suites will take great care of you. Go to riverfrontsuites.com. Okay. You know what? I wanted to mention something too. This is not one of our direct sponsors. They sponsor us kind of in the background, but I wanted to give them a plug today because Amron.com came under a serious attack on our website, a DDoS attack, and it was a brute force attack to try to hammer the backside of it to get into the admin, and they were all over it. Their alerts went off. They instilled all their countermeasures to protect our website and, got everything back up and running, configured it quickly so we could have access to it, but protect it from from anybody else from accessing it that's not authorized. It was just – these guys have just done such an amazing job for us for several years. It's TLC Web Hosting, and they're based right here in the American Redoubt. They handle websites all over the country and even outside the country. Tons of them, but they just happen to be closer. Christian Patriot-owned business, TLC Web Hosting. So if you guys – you've got a business or organization or something like that, and you're looking for a web hosting service, they've just taken such great care of us. All the SSL certificates, everything. They just, it's confusing. It's difficult. I was pulling my hair out when we were trying to set all that up. They just took it and ran with it. It was just included in the service. So I'm grateful for them. Great job, guys. Thanks for looking out for us. Okay. Now there's something that I wanted to point out here. What's interesting is I've covered in the last couple of weeks exposing the lies and shedding the light of truth on the disinformation that was being put out towards some really good people that I happen to know personally. I know their character. I know that the accusations against them were false. I also knew that the people, or at least one person in particular, who was making these slanderous remarks against good people, I knew that he was not exactly who he was portraying himself to be as well, that he was also a liar, calling other good people liars. Isn't it interesting? But in this accusation phase that this person decided to go through, they accused those on the right of wanting violence and causing dissension and division. What's interesting is what I see is the hostility is coming from the left. Now, under the previous administration, under the president who will not be named, who was occupying the White House, there was a, what was we were being accused of anti-government rhetoric, those of us on the right. But see, it wasn't anti-government rhetoric. It was against lawless government. But to speak out against the government at all is just, you're anti-government. Not true. That's the furthest thing from the truth. But now when we see this, the rhetoric from the left saying abolish ICE, get rid of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, down with Trump, kill Trump, kill Trump supporters. I mean, this is the kind of violence that we're seeing from the left, and they're getting a pass from the right wing media, or from the right wing, from the left wing media. And here's a perfect example. And I'm drawing your attention to this because this, my friends, is a glimpse of what is to come. They're starting to expose. They've become so bold. That's the one good thing about the left and their boldness, how hostile openly they are becoming toward conservative values, ideals against the church, against Christians, against anything conservative, that they're beginning to get so bold in confidence, they're slipping up and revealing things probably prematurely before they should, but they're essentially affirming what we already suspect and know. And here's a perfect example. You guys have probably heard about this. A Democrat member of the House of Representatives from Arizona made threatening statements toward Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents on Thursday, just 2 days ago, warning those who are conducting deportations that they will, quote unquote, will not be safe from future punishment after the Trump administration is out of office. You getting this? Remember what I said, people, when I've been addressing the Trump slump, right? Everybody's like kicked back, feet up on the table. You're out there playing, soaking up this awesome economy. You're not even paying attention to the political things because Trump's got this. It's all good. Yay, right? That was a break. Okay, after President Trump defeated her, step back, take a deep breath. All right, now snap out of it, because we are really on borrowed time. And what I've been saying is that this political, social political pendulum is going to swing all the way back over to the left. These people are planning for when President Trump is not president any longer. I completely agree with what President Trump said. He said, if he is impeached and removed from office, this economy will collapse in the United States and it'll have a cascade effect around the world. And you know what? He is absolutely right. As soon as it was announced, he wasn't even president yet. As soon as it was announced that he'd won the elections, the stock market skyrocketed and it's been going up ever since. Jobless rates are down. Production is up. The economy is up. He's enforcing the laws. He's doing what we would wish and hope that somebody would have done all along, that none of them had the guts to do. And I still contend that any one of those other candidates would not have been as effective and as bold as President Trump has been since he's been president. And they hate him for it. And now they are preparing for the time when he's going to be gone. They're already starting to lay the framework here for punishment for when he's gone. They're going to come back emboldened. And we're already seeing socialist Democrats, in other words, communists, taking – now we've got a social – basically, essentially a communist, a proud socialist Democrat, which is the new face of communism, now potentially going to be the governor of Florida. So they're gaining victories in these midterm elections, and this is pretty scary. But he said if you – this Arizona Democratic Representative Ruben Gallego made threatening statements toward Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agents on Thursday, warning those who are conducting deportations that they will not be safe from future punishment after the Trump administration is out of office. He said, if you are a U.S. government official and you are deporting Americans, in other words, if you're doing your job and upholding the law, be warned, he tweeted, when the worm turns, you will not be safe because you were just following orders. You do not have to take part in illegal acts ordered by this president's administration. What? He said, if you are a government official and you're deporting Americans, be warned. You watch. They're going to treat this like the Nuremberg trials. They are beginning, though, preemptively threatening federal agents for doing their constitutional lawful duties, not even doing what's unlawful. They're enforcing the law. So who wants the civil war? It's becoming increasingly evident. Hey guys, we're out of time. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com. You have a blessed rest of the weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt.